Mr. Chancellor, Mr. President.
Hello.
Mr. President.
I have two purposes for my call. First, to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and second, to thank you for the very fine job that you and your staff did on the day in the life of the president.
Well, you're very kind to call.
And I hope you survived it.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it couldn't have been longer. I wanted it to be an hour and a half, but we didn't clear the time.
Oh, of course. Well, look, I think probably leaving the audience wanting a little more is fine. And, of course, the when some say, well, why couldn't we have seen in depth more things? You've got a lot of more film, but you can't put it all on. But I think you gave a feel of it such as perhaps nobody's ever had before of a day. And it was... And that came through, and that went through a great number of calls we got here on it.
Well, I just thought it was a magnificent opportunity to see the president in operation, and we were immensely grateful to have had the chance to.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed it. Sorry we couldn't have done a little more, but I think we gave you enough on the plate for one year time.
You certainly did.
Maybe in a year or two we'll try it again.
I'd love to see what it's like in the second term, sir.
Perhaps we get the damn war over with and a few other things. We'll have more pleasant things to talk about.
Well, but
you know, one good thing about it is that it occurred to me is that it was very timely with regard to India Pakistan, because apparently in my talk with you so late at night, remember I said that if that thing could be over by the time this program was on, and by golly, it is.
Yes, it's
not a happy ending in any event, but there's no way that part of the world will ever be happy, I'm afraid.
No, and you said that, I thought you said that very well.
Yeah.
That
you've been down there before, haven't you?
Oh, I have indeed.
And you know that the hatreds that are there, the only place they're equaled is in the Mideast. That's the only place they're equaled. I mean, I think the religious and other hatreds in the Mideast make that problem virtually insoluble, and the same's true of India, Pakistan, and it's just one of those. And when you get the great powers involved, particularly in India, Pakistan, India, and China, and then in the Mideast, the Soviet Union, the U.S., it's a real tough titty.
Well, you know, we had lunch with Golda Meir in New York after you had seen her.
Oh, yeah.
And the very first thing she said to me was, she said, I'm going to take my view of the U.N. from Indira Gandhi from now on.
Ooh.
And that's not good. And we said that, and she said,
I hope you did. I hope you told her that. You see, the difficulty is that, just for your private information, I want to, don't quote me on this, but you realize that women's lib, and maybe sometime when you're doing a little commentary or, one of your editorials, you might sort of in a nice way handle this. Women's lib contends that if only we had women in positions of power, we'd have no war.
Uh-huh.
You look at the history of nations, and when you have had women in positions of power, women are really tougher than men. Very curious, isn't it? But you look back. Now, in this instance, when you look around the world, the two basically strongest in terms of willingness to take risks in the world happen to be two women.
That's right.
Curious, isn't it?
And we had
Indira Gandhi, you know, has this this great background and the rest, and she's an enormously able woman. I have great respect for her, but she is, she's tough.
Very tough.
She's tough.
Well, even Mrs. Bandaranayake in Ceylon.
Oh, yes. She's another. She's very strong.
Well, I would just hope that Fidel Castro would not be succeeded by a woman.
Ooh, boy, a Cuban woman, wouldn't that be something?
That'd give us a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we got enough trouble with him.
Yeah. It's awfully kind of you to...
Well, anyway, I know that so many members of the crew and the rest I couldn't speak to, but I do know what a misery it is to produce such a thing, but they did a fine job, and I appreciated it very much.
Well, I'm terribly...
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Thank you.